Welcome to the first annual Case by Case, the Boozecast Holiday Special. Featuring special guests, Jay Leno.
Have you seen that? Have you heard about that? It's a Boozecast. I like denim.
Ray Romano.
Everybody loves booze.
Christopher Walken.
I don't know why I'm here.
Magician David Blaine.
Is this your card? It's not? Fuck.
Ted Danson.
I was in Cheers.
The ghost of Judge Reinhold.
Guys, I'm not dead.
Bill Cut. Ooh, that's not a good idea. Nicholas Cage.
The bees, not the bees!
Celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay.
You fucking donkey. Give me some good fucking seltzer.
And featuring Bon Bon, the sentient lounge chair. Dong Barley, the new mascot for the acquisition of Pornhub by Campbell Soup. Jesus Christ, not the one you're thinking of. Millie, minus the vanilla, with G. Smith and the Case by Case Band. Now, with your hosts, Matt and Kenny.
This is Case by Case, the Boozecast, with Matt and Kenny. We are jolly old jackasses, and we're here to try all the prepackaged alcoholic drinks and see which ones are good and which ones are horrible. That being said, let's start the show.
Silver bells. Silver bells, it's time for some news from Kenny.
We're kicking off the holiday special with some beautiful holly jolly news from Kenny. What do we got going on this holiday season?
Oh, man. Well, you might be able to hear it in my voice, but so far, this December has been nothing but sickness.
Yeah, you've been out for a while.
I got my ass kicked.
Yeah, I was out a few weeks ago, and then you were out. And yeah, so if anyone's wondering why there's been a delay in these coming out,
oh man,
it's been lots of illness. We even had a backlog for a little bit. We blew through that sick.
Yeah.
So, yep. So this is going to probably be our last one for the year, and then we'll start hopefully getting some backlog again. Technically, we kind of did 14 episodes in the last season. This is actually our 15th episode. So season 2's got this bonus Christmas episode. So we'll see when we kick off season 3. But aside from that, let's get some news.
All right, yeah.
Sickly bastard.
Couple doozies here.
Mm-hmm.
Hot off the press. And so, number one is there is a mall Santa shortage. And there's a place in Chicago that's it's such a problem that they're literally stopping people on the street that look like Santa and begging them.
To come in. Dude, you're fat as fuck. Can you get in here?
It's like, you got some white whiskers, you're in.
You are old and fat, man. You wanna make $4.75 an hour?
And it's like, have you ever wanted to be berated by parents and yes. pissed on by little children
yes.
on your leg? It's like, you know.
And then there are a few guys like,
I don't know, maybe.
Not too bad. Wow.
Can I smell their hair?
Oh, God. Wait. Which electoral office is this Santa coming from?
The old Democrat Santa.
So, yeah, when you first said shortage, I wasn't for sure if it was all the Santas were just too short. It's like, oh, there's a height problem with Santa.
There's a bunch of sawed-off like, Santas, and these, they are not happy.
All these kids are size queens. It's like, come on. You're fine just the way you are, Santa King.
Oh, well. So there was a gal that has a nonprofit organization that has a lot of Santa employees, and mm-hmm. she was saying that they had lost a lot of Santas over the last couple of years, you know, due to COVID was the number one
reason. Well, yeah, I mean, but you're not going to.
That's
a super spreader.
So that was that was a number one bummer. But the other one was security reasons. So people were kind of worried. I'm sure that a lot of the malls just aren't like what they used to be.
Well, so, ours isn't.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
So it can be kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Independence Kansas City Mall is pretty scary.
Yeah. Yeah, there's like, we just have one mall, but then the cities that have the multiple malls, there's always
the one
that mall.
There's always that mall, yeah. It's
like, ooh.
Ooh, yeah.
Let's not go to that
mall. They have an Orange Julius, but it's not worth it, trust me.
Yeah. You
want to pass. And then, and the third and final reason that chased off all the Santa Clauses was the Karens.
Oh, well, they do that with lots of things, don't they?
And so, yeah, it comes back to the old parents that, you know, that just...
are assholes.
Yeah, basically.
Just basically giant assholes. Yeah. It's like, goddamn, this dude's just setting up here. And really, most of the Santa Clauses that are out there are really probably doing it out of the kindness of their heart.
Yeah.
They're older dudes. They love kids. Mm-hmm. It's just, they get to be...
You do get to that point. Because I can picture it now. I mean, there was a point in my life where I was like, there ain't no fucking way you could pay me enough to do that. But now that, you know, my daughter's older. I mean, she's not graduated yet, but
just shy.
Just shy, right? And so... now I'm kind of seeing, and I have a son that's early 20s. Mm-hmm. So now I'm starting to see the joys of maybe being a grandparent. Not there yet, thank God, but you know, I'm getting close.
Yeah,
well, I'm actually luckier than some of the people I went to school with. Yeah. So,
well, and you get to be the all right. I'm done with this now.
Back. Yeah. There is so much goodness out of that.
I'm a bit further away from you on that, but I'm already looking for people looking to give them to. Like, all right, back to somebody else.
Back to somebody else now. Here you go. But yeah, no, I get it. So I get the emotions, and that way you could go enjoy it. But yeah, you you got mean people that are going to fuck it up.
The fucking Karens are going to fucking just ruin it for everybody. And what a craziness that the first part of that name is care. It's just so absence of any. Uh-oh, I activated Kenny's illness.
It doesn't take much, trust me. All right, let's look on the... here on the page, the next... there is a problem with... let's start it out differently. Did you do the Elf on the Shelf as a kid?
Oh,
or no? Didn't exist? No.
Did it for you?
No.
We're not that far apart.
No.
No, okay. Yeah. No, I don't think that ever existed.
I have no clue when that came out.
I don't either, but I never did.
It's old,
and I didn't with the kids.
But it's old enough that, I mean, that the teenage daughter that I have is, you know, had one when she was little.
Sure.
And so, you know, we had our elf on the shelf was Christina.
Oh.
And, you know, she did the old bubble bath in the sink, you know.
Sure, sure.
Different places. Now, there was an elf on the shelf that almost set somebody's house on fire.
Oh, so elf, a little pyro elf on the
shelf. Pyro elf. Yes. And so it was a mom who bought her son an elf on the shelf, and untraditionally, she just gave it to him and let him play with it.
Yeah.
You know, because so I, now, as far as I was, I know is what I remember is that we told our daughter that you couldn't touch the elf.
Yeah, because the elf is going to just magically, you know, come to life and do stuff.
Well, and if you touch the elf, it ruins the magic.
Yeah,
and it doesn't work.
It murders the elf. It's like when you pick up a baby bird. It's like it can smell
it. It can smell the human.
Santa just fucking destroys it and takes the soul out and sends it to hell.
You ruined its soul.
You fucking
just damned it to hell.
Yeah.
You horrible person.
You banished that fucking elf to eternal damnation.
I'm going to need a refill.
Oh, yeah.
It's not very deep.
Yes.
So... Well, anyways, so the mom gives this son the elf on the shelf, and 15 minutes later, she can smell burning plastic. And so they're looking everywhere, you know, trying to figure out what's going on. You know, all the lights check, all the plugins check. And eventually, she finally finds the elf leaning up against a light bulb in her son's room. Had been there pretty much all day, and now the face is like half melted and disfigured.
Well, I think the real question on everybody's mind is, did the elf crawl there by himself?
Yeah, I think he did.
Did he have the soul? Well, I guess we established no.
Well, he's been to
eternal damnation.
He, yeah, he lost
it. Well, that's it. That was the hellfire. It was.
It's true. Oh, my God.
That was it. You let your kids play with it.
You touched it, and he just dove onto a lamp to end it.
It's like, no. Fucking elf on the shelf. No, I never did that. We had several different Christmas traditions. One we still do to this day, which I thought was real, and then more recently found out is bullshit, which kind of pissed me off, was the Christmas pickle.
What?
Yeah, so...
I never heard of this.
We're German. So, the Christmas pickle is basically like they would hide the pickle in the tree the day of Christmas. And then... the kids would all search and look around the tree to find the pickle. And then the first one who got the pickle was the one who got to open the first present.
Ooh, okay. That's a fun.
So we got a pickle ornament and then just did that for years. And basically what we did is whoever finds it really gets to do the play Santa thing. Mm-hmm. Gets to hand out the presents and stuff. Mm-hmm. They can open the first gift if they want to, or they can just hand out whatever they want to do. And then we just... go around. But then I found out it was just bullshit. Like, that wasn't a real thing. So I don't
know. I think it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, so, yeah. It was good. I mean, yeah, we still do it. You could
do that with anything.
Even
peanut butter.
Yeah. Get the dog involved. Have a blast. But yeah, so we still do that because that's been kind of our little tradition thing that we do. So... but speaking of traditions, we are doing an untraditional episode because we talked about it. We thought about it. Oh, what's the Christmas drink? What's the Christmas drink? We're like, oh, well, Eggo has their fucking dipping cream.
Oh, my God. Sipping cream so many or whatever the fuck it was. Flavors of
then there's like eggnogs. There's, you know, like Jim Beam eggnog. And they get Jack Daniels, like McCormick eggnog. It's like, Oh, man. Eggnog is so nauseatingly rich by itself. I couldn't imagine. I've never had it like an alcoholic eggnog.
I did just get had some regular. Jim Beam bourbon cream. You know, it was just like...
It's a
rip-off of Bailey's, but it's...
But
it's so good.
Yeah, but... And we just thought about it, and then looking at different things. Like, no, fuck it. Instead of doing a fucking Christmas drink, how about we give ourselves the Christmas gift of drinking something we actually want to drink? So Kenny and I picked our own favorite drinks to drink, and that's what we're drinking right now. So Kenny, what are you enjoying this evening?
Oh my God, this is actually just happenstance, but tonight happens to be
Captain.
Oh yeah, Captain Morgan and Coke.
Kenny started before I got here. I've
had like five or six of these.
So, yep, Kenny's enjoying some Captain Coke, just finishing it right off there.
And it was the right choice.
Yes.
Because I've had a lot of them.
It's the right choice for the next generation. I think that was a Pepsi slogan. So, I, myself, am enjoying some New Belgium Voodoo Ranger IPA. Which this is by far, for several years now, been my absolute favorite beer. This bad boy's a 7% ABV, so it's a hard hitter. Tell you one thing, if you really want to just get shit-faced sloppy, get yourself some Voodoo Ranger Imperial, because that shit's basically right about 10 ABV.
That's some good shit.
It's good.
That is really good beer.
The Voodoo Ranger is good.
It's good beer.
And I've got the pack in there, so if you happen to want to go to one, you can just grab one right up and go
for it. On my bucket list is to go through the New Belgium Brewery tour.
That would be nice.
Yes. I was just in Colorado, last fall. Mm-hmm. So it's just a few months ago. No. That had been a year ago. Yes, that would be. So about a year ago. And, I wanted to go so bad. But, yeah, everybody we were with was like,
nah. Oh, well, fuck you.
Yeah, we'd rather go to the pot store instead.
No.
I'm like, all right. Twist my arm.
New Belgium used to, wait, was it New Belgium? I can't remember. The Hemperor. Yes, it was New Belgium.
New Belgium.
So, they could have had best of both worlds, and they just fucked it all up. They could have had
that's the probably Hemperor. Why they came out with the Hemperor.
I have had the Hemperor.
Well,
once.
I got some news, and I don't know if you know this already or not, but Missouri is going to be the same as Colorado, I heard, by February.
Really? I heard talk in one of the head shops / liquor stores I went to, actually just day before, something like that, that somebody was talking about they had their weed card, and they were saying that they were going to extend it, because I guess you had to get it renewed every year, maybe, but then they were going to switch it to a 3-year thing, so if you already had yours, you can get it converted to a 3-year. But I hadn't heard that they're just going to open it up.
Yeah, so that was on the ballot this last vote. Do you want to make it a recreational deal?
Mm-hmm.
And it passed. And so then I was like, I think it was Jordan I was asking. I was like, well, how fast is this going to go? Is it going to take them 9 months to, you know, put this in place? And he's like, no, I heard it's going to be February. So that's where I got my info.
Gotcha. There's so much of that THC-8 shit around.
Oh, I know.
It's like, why not at this point? If you're not going to ban the THC-8.
Yeah, the Delta-8 crap.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
Delta-8. That shit
everywhere. Yeah, it's everywhere. And it's fucking basically the same. You're still going to pop dirty if you take that.
Yeah.
It's like, why not just fucking open it up at that point? Because it's just some weird variant, but it still does basically
the same thing. Well, I've heard thing. Because I know somebody very well that got some of that and said... yeah, it's, he appreciated it. He liked it.
Yeah.
I'm not brave enough to try it. I don't know why I'm standoffish. Like, it's not that big deal, because really when it comes down to pot, I mean, I could have the lightest edible and I'm going right to bed.
Well,
so it doesn't take much.
Well, you and I went to fucking Platte City and I bought that goddamn THC 8 pen.
Was that?
Yeah, that okay. was that.
I thought it was something else.
However, I was going to fucking share it with you. And then right as soon as we got in the car, thank God you got a call for your wife saying, oh, I test positive for COVID. And I'm like, oh, sorry, you don't get to,
you yeah, you don't get to puff on my pen.
Sorry.
I knew I hated her for some reason.
So sorry.
Oh, wrong episode. I love you, honey.
Well, I think Kenny needs a refill. I need a refill. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We've got, it's just going to be a heartfelt, warming Hallmark Christmas episode.
Yeah.
With a lot of fucks yeah. and shits in there.
Yeah. Probably have a commercial from FTX, right?
Absolutely. Coming right up. All right. We'll be right back. All right. We are back with Quenched Palates. I think that makes sense.
Yeah, my eyeballs are white, too. That helps.
Yes. They're not floating anymore. But yes, some wonderful, wonderful drinks. Not the garbage we normally have to go through. We do have upcoming in a future episode, we got a bing bang on our zing zang.
Oh my god. Yeah, zing I'm zang excited about these.
Gave us
the zing zang.
Zing zang gave us some treats to try out. We won't go into too much detail. We'll get through it on that episode, but we got that one coming up. So we got another retrial on Zing Zang. They fucking did great the first time, so let's hope they
yeah.
don't fail I'm, on yeah. the second. I got my fingers crossed, because our last retrial was high noon, and it was just as bad.
I don't think anybody can fuck it up as bad as high noon.
I hope not. God. We've gave them so much fucking airtime.
I know.
Between two episodes and just shitting on them nonstop.
There is nothing. There's no such thing as bad publicity, right?
No. I do. We follow them on Twitter and they tweet a lot. And I'm just like, oh. I showed you that one. Did I show you the one where it was the fucking, it was the high noon in a stocking? It's like, well, that's where that foot smell comes from. Oh, I swear to God, I have to pull that up, because it was gold.
Well, I dare you to tweet. That's where that foot smell comes from. In that thread. Yep, there you go.
Yep.
Orange socks, yep. Yellow socks.
Yellow socks, some high noon. That's where it comes
socks
from.
On their own, bad gifts. Socks packed with high noon.
Bad gift.
You are smelling it.
Oh,
yes.
It was.
Was it the pineapple? Or was it the?
No, it was mango.
Mango. It's always the mango.
Yeah, I think the mango really did it in. Really did it in. Oh, yes, and then found out yesterday. So I think we talked about this the last episode, that when we were getting some alcohol, it was our crown episode, that Kenny decided to splurge out and get some alcoholic whipped cream. Then we found out who the manufacturer backing the manufacturer of this whipped cream is fucking Cardi B. And Kenny's got two goddamn bottles of it right there.
Yes,
two
cans. That's a high score right there.
Fucking two cans of Cardi B whipped cream. Probably has got some fucking roofies in it.
There's probably nothing better that goes with than some tattooed titties.
Yep. And some WAP, some white ass pie.
Yeah.
Put that on your pumpkin pie.
Bumpkin pie.
Blumpkin pie.
All right. Oh, man. Oh, man.
So, I found something that I just had to get, and it's the holiday season. And so, Kenny, it's a present for both of us.
Oh, yes. That's even better.
It's a present for both. And I'm hoping it's going to knock your high noon socks off.
It's going to, when you get this.
I'm going to grab it. I'm going to grab it. All right.
I've been dying to figure, I've known about this for a while.
Yes.
And
I didn't give anything away.
So I've been reeling.
I did not give anything away. But okay. Have at her, man.
I love the great big giant elk it on the wrapping.
Some elk wrapping paper.
So, yep. So we get some brown wrapping paper with red ink elks and snowflakes.
That's right. That's the last year's Christmas wrapping paper, my man, because I haven't bought any so far yet this year. So that was the leftover.
Oh. So. So you crazily
get the full effect.
Rip it all open.
Yep. And
oh my God.
Surprise, surprise, it's an Amazon box.
It's an Amazon box.
Don't we all, aren't we all just Amazon whores?
And in the tradition of the show, on the box it says International Paper Box Certificate. Edge Crush 26.
That's right.
It says, what's this, Fenton, Missouri? What?
That must have been the distribution.
I'm really surprised about that.
Because that's actually the box that my... other side. I just taped it.
Oh.
That's actually the box that my dehumidifier filters came in. That's not the actual
box. Yeah, it's the box that his papers came in.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big box, too.
Is it? What is it?
Is it a jean jacket? Is it two jean jackets?
It's fucking two denim jackets.
Fucking hey, yes.
For you to put your pins, and guess what?
We got a case by case, the Booze Cast with Matt and Kenny pins. Well, fuck yeah.
I got us fucking pins made. I got his fucking jean jackets and fucking pins.
Fuck yeah. Now we need to get those high noon pins on there. They're the number one pins.
So,
they get, even though they smell, they're the stinkiest and smell like feet, they get the premium spot on the jacket.
They do. And I'll tell you. So I got my case by case pin on my, because I already opened up my. Right. So I got my case by case
pin. What the fuck is this, Van Halen? There.
And then I have had this Van Halen pin since the mid 80s. And I've never had anything to put it on.
Did you buy one of those from the guitar magazine?
I'll be totally honest with you. I think this came from like a county fair. I have no idea. But I've had this thing for so long, and I've never had anything to put it on. So I was like, oh, yeah. So I got like a box of like random trinket shit from over the years. I bet you I still got that Van Halen pin. So I got it.
Found it.
So I got a fucking Van Halen pin on my stone-washed jean.
I'm going to go through, I bet you $100 that if I go to my parents' house, that I got a bunch of Poison swag from the 80s.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I guarantee
it. Just load that son of a bitch up on there, man.
There's probably pins in there.
So, I tried mine on. These are pretty slick fucking jean jackets.
Yeah, they are. Look at that. That's badass.
I have to say, they look pretty nifty.
Let's
bringing jean jackets back into style.
We are going to bring them back.
They may already be back in style.
Well, not until we put all the pins on it. Then everybody's going to be like, oh, fuck yeah, hold me back.
We got pins, patches, all that kind of shit.
That is, you're right. We need a big fucking patch right on the back.
Yeah. We need a fucking biker. We need a goddamn biker fucking thing going on.
Look at that. Yep. That fits. That's fantastic. So, and it probably...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
It's like the Fonzie right here.
That's the fucking shit. Oh, it's even got the fucking, like, flap thing with the fucking button back there. Ooh, it's like half denim jacket, half biker jacket. Look at that. Yeah. So, like I said, I had an idea pop in my head, and I'm like, I wonder. So, my little fingers started tapping on Amazon, and I'm like, ooh, that's really doable. So I did. And our fucking pins, our case by case pins, are fresh out of China.
Oh, my God.
And they asked where I wanted them from, and I wasn't for sure, like, which distribution house, so I just picked Wu-Tang.
Or why Wu-Hang? Not?
Wu-Hang? I don't know.
You went with Wuhan?
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 Maybe? Maybe it was. It sounded really familiar. For some reason. I have no idea.
Well, I just took it out of the plastic. I'm dead.
Oh, God. I forgot to mention.
I just feel I can see clouds.
You need to microwave those for 30 seconds before you open them. Sorry. They did come in like little dime bag. Fucking pot bags.
Everything you get comes wrapped in a fucking dime bag, doesn't
it? That's right.
Oh, geez.
So we do have, our high noon. So since I have my Van Halen pin, we got three High Noon pins here. I'm gonna even it out. So I'll take one.
Okay.
And then you take two. I'm gonna let you pick first. So our High Noon
pins. Well, I'm not here. Too picky. I'm not as picky as the back of those pins.
There we go.
Womp womp.
So we got a square pin that says things just got real. And it has a High Noon logo. We got a pin of the watermelon flavor, which was, I believe we described that as Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah, it tasted like grass water.
And then we just got the circular High Noon Sun Sips logo. So I'll let you pull the first one you want.
Well, they're all pretty. You know, as far as pins go, these are pretty
cool. Like, they're badass pins. I wish awesome. I could have gotten us pins like that, but that would have probably taken manufacturing costs on a lot larger scale than what I got.
These things are fucking amazing.
I got some pins, but metal embossed pins. That was going to be a it's little like, outside my budget.
If they could make their drinks as good as their pins.
No shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They would fucking just, they'd ruin beer.
Yeah.
Well, beer would go out of style, and this would.
Exactly. Very much. I'll admit, so I kind of, when I ordered these, and I knew what we were going to do, I'm like, but we won't have a bunch of pins to put on them first thing. So I actually did go on eBay, and I was looking for, like, vintage beer pins and shit like that. Man, I found some fucking gems. But holy cow. They want a lot of money
for them. They want $100.
But there were some really cool ones. So we'll have to maybe venture down that path at another point. But there were some cool fucking
pins. It's like having like a Ham's bear going over the waterfall would be a fucking badass pin.
I saw some that were like, they had like Schlitz, which Schlitz. I think that would be
that's fucking classic. Cool shit. Yep.
And then they had like a Budweiser can.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the Budweiser logo and Bud Light and just a bunch of stuff like that. And then there was, I think actually there was like a Hams one. And yeah, it was just a bunch of shit. But clearly the pin market is much more profitable than I would have ever imagined. I thought, hey, maybe I can spend $20 and get us a bunch of random pins. That'd be fun on an episode. Just go through and like, okay, let's just dump them out on the table. It's like, you pick one. I'll pick one. Like, oh, no, yeah, people, that budgets.
Yeah, people kind of they overestimate when it comes to art.
Yeah, we need a
This is exactly why the NFT market is as fucked up as it is.
Exactly. What? You don't have a sloppy monkey as your profile? Oh,
fuck no. Yeah, NFT stands for no fucking thanks.
Oh, but I just didn't put my retirement fund into them.
Ah, that's all right. It'll go zero pretty soon.
I've got...
It's somebody else's retirement money now.
I've got so, I've got so many monkeys and stick figures.
Yeah. I think there's a monkey with a pirate patch on his eye. I think that'd probably be right up my alley. But
I'm sure there is a monkey of every sort. Because that seems to like, be the only NFT I ever see.
Yeah, there is.
So what do you think, Kenny? What pin are you?
I'm having a hard time. So here's what I don't like the fact that I get two pins and I don't have any of your input. So I really need to know which of these two pins do you like better?
Well, how about this?
This is my second favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm trying to think that I'll take the second favorite on the thought that it would be your second favorite. But then you pick your favorite, and then I'll take the other two. I love all three of them. I don't even give a shit.
I'll just take the high noon.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Perfect.
So you take the other two. I'll take the circular high noon logo.
There you go.
All right. So right side pocket, I got our case by case bin.
Yep.
Left side. Right under the lapel, I got my Van Halen. I think I'm going to do under left side pocket, high noon. I think that's what I'm going to go for. Boom. I just been nooned.
Yeah, I'm going bottom of the pocket.
Bottom of the pocket.
Bottom of the nice left pocket choice. For those. And then, you know, I can put one on each side of the pocket. But now, getting my big fat fingers inside the pocket.
Right, I'm going to take my headphones off for a sec because I got to take off my normal jacket. And then I'm going to put on my denim jacket so I can enjoy it for the rest of the episode and beyond. All right. This, I'm sure, is very entertaining to listeners. the swapping of clothes.
Well, I've really screwed this up now.
Oh, yeah. See? This. This is the shit.
That's
badass. It's the shit.
It's a shiznit.
So, I think Jay Leno would be rolling over in his grave happy if he were dead. He's not dead.
He's not dead. I bet you could probably sound exactly like him if you knew what he was gonna what he would say about something like this.
I don't know. I'm not sure what Jay Leno would say about these. He did get severely burned recently, apparently.
Really?
Yes. So, I guess. So, Jay Leno, which, yes, we do some denim Jay Leno jokes, but there's no ill intent towards Jay Leno by any means. He's a funny dude. But, yes, apparently he was working. You know, he loves classic cars, and he's got his, you know, a fucking giant garage full of classic cars. Yeah. So I guess he was working on one of his cars. And when he was, some car fluid, like, sprayed up in his face, and then something was hot in the engine, and it fucking caught fire and basically, like, flamethrowered his face.
Oh, shit, yeah.
And apparently he's okay. burned his eyebrows off. Yeah, and he's recovering.
He went to the hospital over it.
Oh yeah,
so it hurt.
Yeah, it was no joke. But yeah, he's from what I heard making a full recovery on it. But I don't know.
He'd probably that's some crazy shit. I've seen some crazy shit now, and I'm not a seasoned car mechanic, but I've been around enough that I've seen that some of the carburetor, engines and stuff like that, you know, you'll, if you have the intake, the manifold, you know, you're not your intake manifold, yeah, your plenum and stuff that if you're working with a carburetor or something like that, you may need to spray some, carb cleaner or something in there to kind of get things going started.
Yeah.
And, that could backfire and really kind of throw a flame right out of the, you know, pretty far up.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
That's just and so, yeah, you're down here. If you're looking inside.
Yeah.
So that might not be good. And then, the shit that he, the cars that he has are so wild and crazy. That, I mean, you could have like a really old car with some kind of fuel injection on it that could just be leaking.
Yeah.
And now you just got gas all over the damn place.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so one little tiny backfire, boom. And you got it. Yeah, it's not good.
So we wish you the best, Jay, because I'm pretty sure you'd look at these jacks just like, ooh. Denim jacket. Oh, they're pretty goddamn sweet.
Sweet, yeah.
Sweet jacket. Have you seen these? Have you heard about these? Booth cat guys got denim jackets.
Okay, so now I lost one of my pants.
Oh, no.
What did I do?
No. No. Is it still on the card?
No, the card's empty.
No. We got a MIA pin.
It's got to be right here. My eyes aren't what they used to be.
Oh, no. Oh, no, that's a button. I saw something sticking out. Oh, that's... Oh, nope, that's a button.
Oh, there it is.
Oh. It's inside the
panel. Okay. Crisis over. Crisis averted.
See? And the great thing is Kenny and I are both wearing jeans tonight, so we put these on. We are denim topped. We are T to B D. So yeah, I actually got these. I showed Michelle. And she's like, "Damn, I want one of those."
I want one of those. T to B, true to blue, dicks.
All right. We can just make any acronyms we want.
Hey, get all my buttons on.
Buttoned up.
All right. Commencing.
Commencing denimification.
Denimification. This, the headphone cords are kind of...
Yeah, they make it a little more difficult to get that going. There we go.
Ooh.
There we go.
I'm putting my collar up.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Putting my collar up.
That's right. Pop that collar.
That's how I did it in middle school. We didn't put our...
You pop that collar?
You pop the collar.
Fuck, dude, you're wearing like an American shirt, too. You're fucking thin at all.
Team America, fuck yeah.
I'm wearing a Godzilla shirt. Because I'm American.
Japanese, fuck yeah.
I'm
making cars for the Americans.
Actually, I am. Feeling Japanese. I think I'm feeling Japanese. I really think so.
Domo mo me gato is do roboto.
Domo gato. Oh, man, I'll never pass up a time to say this. I may have said this on the podcast before, but I used to be a roadie for Styx.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I don't know that you've said this before, because I would have known.
Okay. I have said it many times, because I like to say I used to be a roadie for Styx. So,
I'll clarify this, but actually I'm only going to clarify this
after the break.
Oh, my God. Oh,
cliffhanger.
Another fucking FTX commercial.
Sylvester Stallone cliffhanger. Commercial. Maybe. If we can get sponsored. Sponsors, please.
Okay. We're back. And so, the Styx story.
I actually have said part of this, but we had to break to it due to a dog fiasco. So... In my early 20s, I ran a music store, and somebody came into the music store and said, "Hey, Styx is coming to town, and we need roadies." And I was like, "Well, I'll do that because that sounds great." So they had basically two shifts, and you could do both of them. I couldn't do both of them because I had to run the store by day, but I got to do the teardown shift. There's the setup shift and the teardown shift. The cool thing was you got into the show for free, got to get real close up to the stage, and got to watch the show, and it was badass. It's fucking Styx.
Yeah. I
mean, it's fucking badass. Fucking Mr. Roboto.
Yeah.
what is it? The sale...
Yeah.
Not sail away, but come sail away. Yeah, it is come sail away. Yeah. So got this fucking all that shit. And it was great. But then the show's over. The fucking teardown. Holy shit. Dude, all their fucking amps, their fucking, fucking 4x12 fucking cabinets, their half stacks or full stacks, their fucking amp heads, all that shit, all the fucking monitor speakers.
I've seen people tearing that shit down, and I'm thinking, oh my God.
Oh God. And then they got
making their money.
They got all these semis backed in, and it's just like, move, 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 motherfucker, move, move, move. It's like, holy shit. It's like fucking military.
It's like, come on. Now, who's really that excited to move that shit that fast?
No, and so...
I guess if you had practice.
Yeah, but, and then, so here's the difference is, one of my friends who had worked there too, he fucking didn't have to work the day shift, so he did both. And he was telling me how fucking lax, ridiculous it was. Where they were loading up confetti cannons.
Awesome. It was like, so awesome.
Like, legit. He said, like, yeah, we were just loading up the confetti cannons and stuff with shit. And then, like, you just take the confetti and you stuff into the cannon. And then you move on. And it was all just like, yeah, let's get all this stuff set up. Yeah.
Was this the same band? It wasn't.
No, it was the same. The same show.
The same show.
It was just, I didn't get to do the setup. I just did the teardown because I had to work that day. He got to do both. So you got paid. It was like a couple hundred bucks. So he got
the cushy
bucks.
Shit during the day.
Yeah, he got the cushy shit. And then we had the fucking gnarly shit at night. It was like $200 for fucking per shift. So he got paid. So he got $400. I got like $200. And this is
dude,
a while ago.
Fuck, back then, that's serious.
It money was like, then. Whoa, yeah. That's why I was like, fucking sign me up. I'll fucking do it. I'll go see a show and then fucking
one
do this
night?
Shit. Yeah.
Damn, that's like a week's worth of pay back then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why we were jumping all over it. I would have fucking, honestly, I probably would have made more money had I not gone to work and fucking did that, but I didn't have a choice on
was
that.
Was it $4.25 an hour back then, or?
Well, minimum wage was.
Was it up to? It wasn't up to seven or.
I know it
six,
wasn't.
Six
it was six something. I think
685
back then. Yeah,
I lived through all that. 385, 425.
Yeah,
685.
Yeah, I think my first job was $3. Yeah, my first job was like something three something an hour.
Hey, now my first job, I was paid more than the minimum wage, but it was detasseling corn. So that's not a good thing.
No, my first job, it was a grocery store. And then I got paid. Actually, I got paid under minimum wage because I was
under 16, and there was some sort of law thing that you could pay people less on an evaluation thing. Like, it was some bullshit. So I got paid even less than minimum wage, and then when I actually got like, okay, yeah, no, you can really work here.
They're like, oh my God, there's like a 1% chance he could get a tip, so we're going to pay him less.
I actually did. There's a few times I actually got tips for taking people's groceries out.
Oh, that's what it was. You were, if you were even anywhere adjacent to taking the groceries out to a car, you were susceptible to a tip. Yeah. So half pay.
I took a priest's groceries out for him, and he gave me a $10 tip. And I was like, fucking A. That's pretty cool. They call them now.
$10 tips.
Yeah. I mean, I'm in counseling about it now.
Yeah.
$10. He paid me $10.
Catholic tip.
He said it's just the tip.
Staff.
Just the tip.
Tip of a staff.
Yep. I, you know, had to say five Hail Marys and get down on my knees. That was just
to distract you.
And it was weird because it was in the middle of a semi-crowded parking lot and nobody stopped to help, but... Whatever, I made $10. It was great. I went out and bought a pack of cigarettes and a candy bar.
Oh, shit.
But, yeah. So, no, that's my Styx road story. So, even though I did that one time, I can still, for the rest of my life, say I used to be a roadie for Styx. And it's 100% valid. And now that I'm wearing this denim jean jacket right now, it seems even more valid.
It does. What was the other big band that was St. Joe was famous for? The ones that did the videos downtown, they walking up and down the alleys. It was a...
I don't know. I just know 816 is what I'm representing.
Oh, my God. Not representing. Representing. Representing.
Was... Is that nerval? Verbal? Verbal.
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 No, my God. That's...
And 1-6, I'm as a...
That is a very locally known YouTube video. Oh,
yeah. It's got...
We're going to give him some views. Even though there's like three people
Maybe we should get him to talk about us. Get us some listens.
Hey.
Oh, my God. No, there were a few local bands.
I feel like Uncle Cy over here with a glass of tea.
Mm-hmm.
Like making all this.
You got your mint julep over there. Southern style. It's just so damn hot. I'm going to get my kerchief and wipe my brow.
You sound like Snoop Dogg.
If only I wasn't wearing so much polyester.
Oh, wow. Yeah. On the beach with my...
Biatch.
Biatch? Yeah, I'm going to stop in the middle of what I'm saying and drink some more of my delicious rum and coke.
Yes, and I found that our denim jackets, the brand name is Jeans. New fashion. So, shout out to Jeans New Fashion. You guys did a good job, man. These are some top notch.
They did, you know, and there's some artistic value to them.
There is. We got some fucking weathered shit going on here. And that was a real choice on when I was looking. I was like, but then I just came across weathered stonewashed. I'm like,
oh my God.
I'm sold.
Buy.
So, yep.
You just hit the buy button.
Yep. I was like, buy now. One click buy. One click buy. That's how I got that dildo. Don't go down the dark web on the fucking Amazon, man. You'll just one click buy a dildo.
One click.
I didn't actually one click buy a dildo.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did. It said it was a back massager.
It was a personal massager.
It was from Finger Hut. Oh my God. So that's one thing. So my mom used to get Finger Hut catalogs all the time. And oh my God, it was the funniest shit ever when I fucking go through that thing. And it was the personal massager.
Yeah, the Hitachi wand.
And it was, you know, a straight up fucking.
It was. Dildo. I mean, I was pretty young, and I was not confused by the Hitachi wand.
Yeah, it's a.
I knew what a motherfucker was.
Fucking dildo with a rotatable on-off vibration speed thing on the bottom. Yet it was a woman's back.
I'm trying to think.
And then she's holding it towards her back, like this dildo vibrating on her back is, oh, ooh, that's hitting the spot. Ooh, fuck the chiropractors. I found what I need. I'm going to shove a dildo on my back. Psst, oh, shit.
I can remember, and it's funny to think back, you go back to the 80s, and I'm pretty sure it was the Walgreens.
Mm-hmm.
Had the same thing. It was a personal massager. Had the little it was basically just a round disc, and you could put little caps.
Oh no, that's a different one.
That's a different.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, but I mean, we're talking before the ostrich thing. It was the
yes. I know exactly why you're talking because. We had that too from Finger Hut. It was, and it also had a fucking warming thing.
Yes,
because it was like a metal thing.
It would warm up. Mm-hmm. It was a metal disc. You could put the caps on.
Exactly.
And it was caps at the fingers.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Not fingers, but yes, little.
They had fingers.
Little prongy thingies.
Yeah.
I mean, like not realistic fingers.
No, it was it would finger you. It would really finger
well,
you.
Well, yes, that's what it was probably. But no, yes, there was that 100%.
And my grandparents, God bless my grandparents. They believed it was a massage, and they were like, and so that was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
So.
I remember it.
I remember.
Very well. Very well. Seeing that thing. It's like, huh. Mm. So, we were talking about. So, our new denim jackets. We got all this open space on the back. What are we going to do with them? And we're thinking patches. Big old fucking iron-on patches,
man. Yeah, huge.
Big old iron-on
Rock patches. Band That's iron-on right. patches on the back.
So,
I would be curious if there's anybody listening, if they would want to give suggestions on who we should put on the backs.
Right.
I mean, I'm not saying that Poison is my favorite idea. I'm only going with that because it was my middle school... my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
It was my favorite middle school. Now, Guns N' Roses, which is funny to me because Guns N' Roses was my second favorite, probably back in the '80s.
That was my middle school favorite.
But by the time I got into the upper '90s, 2000s, I realized that Guns N' Roses was my all time favorite because I listened to, you know, they just had so much more music that was listenable.
Oh yeah,
you know
their catalog's great.
It's amazing.
You even go with weird shit like the Spaghetti Incident.
Oh my God, there were songs on there great. That I loved.
Yeah,
you know I burned them out. It didn't take long for me to burn them out, but I absolutely loved it. There were so many. I mean, the please help me because I'm totally gonna brain fart the Yellow and the two big albums that
go. Oh first. Yeah, it's Use Your Illusion 1 and 2.
1 and 2. Okay, yeah. And so it took me way too long to appreciate all the songs that were on those albums.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, there's some good music on.
Oh yeah, no, they're great. fucking Guns N' Roses, man.
They
Appetite for Destruction, fucking
was the break, Appetite the breakout, one and two. Breakout music is amazing.
Yeah.
And I
then,
love it.
And then you got fucking Lies.
Mm.
That fucking acoustic album.
Yeah,
which
GNR's
is
Lies
a
is
goddamn every amazing. Song's a fucking banger. Mm. I like top to bottom, T to B denim, that fucking album. Love it. Every fucking song, man. Patience? Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Used to Love Her?
Yeah, Used to Love Her. That's exactly what I was going to say. That was fucking right out of the goddamn tip of my goddamn mouth. Yeah, and then you got Spaghettiism. It was still had good stuff. And then, yeah, Chinese Democracy.
Oh, my God. I've tried like six times to listen to some songs on there. And there was probably, you know, because I'm turning into an old mushy man. The last time I listened to some songs on there, I was like, oh, maybe it's okay.
Yeah. I think it's not. It's just your primitive.
I need to less.
Adolescence.
I need less.
Clinging.
I need less that. Soy in my diet.
Yeah. Yeah, it's your adolescence, like, oh, I need to like it. I need to.
I
like
need
it.
To.
But no,
oh,
it's shit.
Not. It's
horseshit.
It's fucking. It's horrible.
So
there's a couple of the Slash bands out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, Slash. It's fucking with Scott Weiland.
Mm-hmm.
Christ, why am I blanking on that? It was Slash and Scott Weiland did that. That big song, it was like from the Hulk movie. Velvet Revolver,
yeah.
Great stuff. I can't remember. I think there was one more.
Oh, God, there was another one.
There's another
I'm doing
one.
The same thing. I'm blanking out.
But
I know I have it on my phone.
But no, Velvet Revolver was great. Because, yeah, you did. You got like fucking STP and then Guns N' Roses. Because, I mean, you can basically put Slash in something and you can say it's Guns N' Roses. Because who's the fucking keystones of Guns N' Roses? It's fucking Axl Rose and Slash.
Well, Axl Rose, because he has the most unique voice ever in the history of the
but
world.
But fucking Slash. I mean, you gotta say those fucking riffs, man.
If you really love music, if you grew up in the era I did, you tried your ass off to sing like Slash. I mean, Axl Rose.
Yeah, get that fucking great shit where you like he was at a fucking Southern Baptist church. Just fucking speaking in tongues. Jesus Christ.
Oh, yes. That fantastic.
But yeah, he had quite the voice. So, I was thinking on mine, which again, we're open to suggestions on stuff, but man, since I was a kid, I got really into punk rock. I loved the 80s metal stuff, but I kind of sidestepped into punk rock and really into the Misfits, and man, that Misfit skull is so fucking cool.
Mm-hmm.
Just iconic. And my thought is big old fucking Misfit skull right on the back of this goddamn denim jacket. I think that's the shit.
I think that sounds good. And you know, it's not like you have to take anybody's, you know, suggestion.
No, but we're just open.
You know, I'm the most indecisive guy here because, you know, I love the range of things that I love are so crazy. So, Sepultura, I love Sepultura.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I love those guys. And, you know, you got Guns N' Roses, you got Green Day, you got yeah. Weezer. Oh my God.
Yeah, you're going.
Really weird is that Weezer is the opposite of everything else I've ever listened to. But my God, they have the most music and probably the stuff I love the most. My wife fucking hates that. Like,
oh, Weezer. Really?
She fucking hates
See,
it.
Now, anything after Pinkerton for me is questionable with Weezer. I like the Those Blue Album.
Half their, and I like half their music is gay as fuck. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah.
Dude.
But
PC.
It is what it is.
Captained out of PC.
It is what it is.
Dude.
I still like it.
Dude.
I
don't Dude. So I'm gonna show you something right here. So I just searched on Amazon because Scott
She's like
Jeffrey Bezos.
I know you're trying to save me, but let's be honest right here for a second. Mm-hmm. My wife doesn't hate Weezer because I'm in touch with my feminine side too much.
No, that's not what we were thinking. I don't think any of us were thinking that. I think it was just the broadcast term of its day. I think that was the term. But I'm gonna show you something. From Jeffrey Bezos. Straight out of Jeffrey Bezos' head. Straight to you. So. That's an iron-on patch of Appetite for Destruction album cover in several pieces that you can then assemble and iron-on to the back.
It's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Yes, because, I mean, if I go back in time, you'd only get the cross. Ooh, I touched it.
Oh, yeah. No, you're good.
But you'd only get the cross.
Yeah.
With the faces.
But no, look. See, it's all individual pieces.
It's all individuals. And they. Oh.
Look at that. Oh, look at it. Oh, it's cool as shit.
That is cool as shit.
It's all, so it's a Guns N' Roses banner at the top. It's the fucking cross with the skull heads on it. And then at the bottom, Appetite for Destruction. It's a fucking 80s kids dream. I'm going to fucking share this to you right now.
Yeah, sign me up.
So I don't forget it. Because there has to be a record of this. I'll lose it at some point. So we're going to send this to Kenny 1122 Boogie Woogie Avenue at gmail/hotmail.juno.org. All right, I think I sent it.
Let me know if you don't get anything you said.
Let me know if you don't get that.
So since I'm running behind on oh no, that's not you.
I'm going to look up a Misfits patch. Oh. Oh, shit. That's probably teeny tiny, though. I want... Oh, yeah. 10-inch large silver vinyl patch. Look at that son of a bitch.
There it is.
Oh, yeah. And that's great, because it doesn't even say Misfits or anything. It's just the skull. Face.
Just the skull.
It's like, oh. Oh, yeah, look at how big that motherfucker is. Oh, yeah, that's going on the back of my
pocket. On the back of it.
Then, we're also going to have to look up some sort of formula on how you actually iron shit on
the proper height. No.
Because I made a shirt for my friend one time, like years ago, and I had just a white t-shirt, and I printed off an iron-on, and it was like an inside joke type of thing. And so, but I printed like the t-shirt pocket type thing on the front, mm-hmm. and then a big like logo thing of it on the back. But I had it so fucked up on the positioning where it's like, it looked really cool, but then you put it on, I'm like,
Oh, that should have been so much higher on the back. And the fucking t-shirt pocket thing is like way below your nipple. <It's> like, I should have probably seen where you should position stuff. So if we buy these patches, we're going to have to do some research. How far down from the fucking collar of your jacket do you start the top of the image? Mm. Because otherwise, we're in trouble.
Yes, I agree. As far as the equipment to get it fixed appropriately,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I know of a person here in town that that's their 100% their income. Their family income is from t-shirt sales on the internet.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I mean, they have a wide format machine.
Mm-hmm.
They're printing everything on, and dye sublimation, I think, is what they're using. And so they have to have some kind of machine that's going to heat it up and
Adhere that
and hear it. So if we get something, we could probably use those guys to
take it over and get that going.
Yeah, I think those guys could be able to help us out.
Then. Well, at that point, we got to get some BoostCast white t-shirts. Because what's fucking sexier than two fucking middle-aged dudes walking down the street in fucking stonewashed denim, popping their pins, and then you got a fucking white t-shirt with a fucking BoostCast logo on the front.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I mean...
There's nothing. That's the answer.
It's going to be like tees, right? You want them like real tees or like cut sleeves out?
I don't want to cut my sleeves out.
Come on.
I don't want to cut my sleeves out. Sorry. I don't.
You want to cut your sleeves out. You know you do.
No, I don't. I'm going to promise you with all my heart. I want my sleeves intact.
You know, maybe I do. But nobody on this planet wants to see me with cut-off sleeves, ever.
Cut-off sleeves, that old farmer.
Have you ever seen that commercial with Aquaman, where he fucking comes home and takes his fucking muscles off? And he's like a real skinny arm dude?
No, I haven't.
That's what I look like when he takes his shit off.
Yep. Yes, oh, and I have a proposal. Since we're talking about listener suggestions and stuff. So, as you heard, I got ourselves some fancy case-by-case the BoostCast pins.
Ooh, that's right.
That we have adhered to our denim jackets.
We've been talking about this all night. We didn't bring up the case-by-case BoostCast.
I think we did. Yeah, no, you did when you opened it up. Yeah, we've got it. There, listen to them. Oh, yeah. Listen to that pin action.
They are high quality Wuhan plastic.
Straight from, yes, we did talk about it. Because you're right. So, I ordered, because I couldn't just order two. I ordered more. So, I'm going to offer to you, the listener, if you tweet to us at Case by Case Pod, # I love the BoostCast, # I love the BoostCast, first few people who get that, tweet it out. I'm going to DM you, get your addy. I'm going to send you a fucking case-by-case the BoostCast pin.
Jesus Christ. You know what? I just realized that's like a fucking case-by-case podcast NFT, but only in real fucking life.
It's real life.
NFTs. Real fucking life. There's no fucking serial number adjacent to a piece of art.
These are so fungible, it's going to knock your fucking socks off. I mean, my God, the fungibility of these goddamn pins. You're going to shit your pants. I promise. If you get one of these, fucking open the envelope in the bathroom. Take your pants down. Sit on the toilet. Open up the package. Then, mysteriously, you go shit in your pants. And
it's like you took them off, but you took them off. You still shit in them.
Take them off, throw them across the room. Fucking David Blaine's going to be like, are these your pants? They're covered in shit. Those are mine. So, do it. I dare you to fucking tweet me, and I'll send you a goddamn pin. And the Clorox wipes, they're on your dime.
Yeah.
Clorox wipes and fucking... and the goddamn...
The fucking shame of walk to the trash yes. can is all on you.
Yeah. No. If you're wearing jeans... Yeah, well, that denim is going down. It's going down. It's going to stain. You're going to have problems. But I promise you, the fungibility of these goddamn tokens in button form, it's spectacular.
I can't hold it in.
No, you can't. I mean, we've shat twice over. Just sitting in these chairs, we had these pins on. We didn't have a choice. We accepted that at the beginning.
We did.
Hmm. We accepted that responsibility. But it's your responsibility to tweet at us. I love the boot cat, booze cast,
or the boot.
You cast. Have the boot cast. I don't care.
You win either way.
Yeah, I love the boot cast. I love the booze cast. I don't think there's a boot cast. If there is, well, it's on them. So, Case by Case Pod, # I love the booze cast. Do that. I'm going to send you a pin after I DM you and get your address. And don't fuck.
I think it's John Dutton. John Dutton, is that the Wyoming? Have you seen any of the Yellowstone TV show?
I have not.
You have not seen any of it?
I have not.
So, last week, after I've had this horrible throat infection, I sounded a lot like John Dutton from the TV show. I'm going to kick somebody's ass. they fucking... mess with my cattle. Ugh. Motherfuckers. Leave Wyoming alone.
Leave Brandy alone.
But that was... totally forgot what I was talking about.
We've surpassed our normal amount of episode.
But
it's a Christmas
episode. This is worse than a weekend podcast.
Yeah. But it's Christmas. So we have the ability to just indulge in the booze that we want, adorn denim jackets, and be the kings that we are. The kings of the booze cast. So this episode, there is no judge. There is no jury. There is no executioner. It's just Matt and Kenny getting drunk off something we actually wanted to get drunk from.
Thank God.
And that's really, I think that kind of sums it all up with the Christmas spirit. Getting drunk off something you want to get drunk off of, and not something you don't want to get drunk off of.
Probably one of the best Christmas presents ever.
Yeah. It was a Christmas present to ourselves. So, I think that's going to sum it up for this episode. We've had a wonderful journey. We've had all those special guests you heard in the intro just have been sprinkled in all over. So, thanks all of you celebrities for chiming in. Thanks to all our memories of random shit. And thanks to the booze cast. It's a wonderful life.
I was going to go with, New Year's resolution.
Oh, we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
What is your New Year's resolution, Kenny?
We're not going to drink any of the nasty shit that we know that's going to be gross.
That's going to be difficult.
It really is. That's the whole premise of our show is to drink shit that tastes horrible.
So we might. I did get some stuff that we're going to. We got episodes coming up that might
not be. That's true. I mean, not all of it's
horrible. Not all of it, but.
Just 98% of it.
Yeah. So, all right. I don't know if your New Year's resolution is going to come true. We might get a couple episodes out of it. I don't know. My New Year's resolution. What would it be? I think my New Year's resolution is a bunch more of you motherfuckers are going to listen to some.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to put my New Year's resolution and I'm going to turn it around and I'm going to put it on you.
It's your fault.
If you fucking heard this, it's yours.
It's your motherfucker.
Yep. It's like the Babadook. You fucking. It's like you partook, you're fucked. You got it. You wanted it. You got it. You're going to listen. You're going to subscribe. And then I signed up for Patreon, but didn't really do anything more with it. So just cash app us at. I haven't
seen. Oh, CryptoSped. CryptoSped.
Yeah. Just send us. Send us your bank account information. casebycase.com. Social media, Case by Case Pod. On Facebook, Case by Case Pod. On Instagram, Case by Case Pod. On Twitter. And otherwise, I don't want to talk to you, but send us some shit there. I think that's it, Kenny. You got anything else?
I did, but I forgot. I've had too many grounding.
So, that being said, this is Matt.
This is Kenny.
And we will see you next year.